line is a guy who says he's a member of your family.
Oh,
morning, who's this?
Oh, no. Hey, George Mermaid, it's your old cousin, Elmer Wayne.
All right, look, I don't have a...
Hey, man!
I'm going to tell you this, I don't have a cousin named Elmer Wayne.
I know you remember me because I just spent Memorial Day with you out at the lake.
I was at the lake, but you were not there.
Oh, you were with me. Remember you got all pissed at me when you were working on that grill, and I said, hey, Joe, my chicken ready yet? Apparently, I got some nerve or something or another. I don't know.
You're just picking up on an old story that didn't happen this weekend.
Hey, I got a question for you. We're trying to settle an old bet over here.
Uh-huh.
Which of our cousins kisses the best?
All right. That is ridiculous.
See, I like Elmer Ray, but wait, that's your cousin, my sister. Does that count? Can we compare that?
I don't know.
What's
your
her
sister?
Name?
Elmer Ray.
Elmer Ray?
Elmer Ray, yeah.
Oh, that's a pretty name.
Yeah. Hey, Jeb, you know my new wife left me.
Oh, she did? I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I know. I don't really care. She didn't speak a lick of English.
Oh, really?
And I don't understand that ching chong talk or whatever she was saying. Ching chong, ching chong, whatever.
Yeah.
I've got a question for you, man.
All right.
Hey, who was that girl yesterday that was in the red bikini that I took out in the woods and enjoyed drunken sexual congress with?
I have no idea.
Who was that? We were all like canining up against a hackberry tree out there in the woods.
And no, I have no idea.
You were looking at us.
I did not see you this weekend. How would I know who this woman is?
I think I want to call her again and date her, but I don't know what her name was.
Well, she sounds kind of weird.
You know, she's about 50, 55, chain smoke, had that one weird tooth. Who was that?
Sounds like a great catch, Elmer Wayne, but I have no idea.
She didn't take good care of her skin. You know, kind of looked like gathered leather between her boobs. Face looked like someone run a blender over it. Help me out of here, boy. Come on.
It sounds like a great catch, but I don't know.
She had that entire back tattoo of Hitler standing in front of a Confederate flag.
Oh, my God.
All that whole long story with the booger hanging the whole time. Who was that?
I don't know.
You messed around with her?
She only had two fingers on her right hand. Probably weighed about 300 pounds. Red bikini. Okay. Who was it?
She sounds like a train wreck. I don't know, but I...
All right, forget it. I'll find another girl. Hey, listen.
All right.
Oh, Jeb, can you do me a favor?
What?
Can you take my kids for me?
What do you mean, take your kids?
Well, CPS is about to take them off my hands, but I'd rather them go to a rich family member like you, Jeb, so they have a chance to stay out of jail, unlike dear old dad, you know what I'm saying, old boy?
Well, how many kids are we talking about?
Nine.
I don't know about that, Elmer.
Well, you know, the problem is I got busted for meth again last month.
Oh, boy.
In Van Zandt County, they now have a 21 strikes and you're out policy. This one may be bad if I'm convicted. So,
sure enough.
They sure would like to live with you.
Well,
come on, George, they're family.
Come on, you show them a good time. Yeah. Old rich cousin like you.
I'm not rich, and I can't handle nine kids.
Living in that big old spread, you're out in the country now, huh?
Not that big, yeah.
All right. Hey, I got one more thing to ask you.
What's that?
You know, I don't like bothering you for serious stuff like this, but you got a pancreas or two I could borrow for a few years until death takes me?
No, I don't think I could spare a pancreas or two.
Old Doc Morgan says my pancreas has failed me. And
who's your doctor?
Doc Morgan, from the county over.
Yeah.
And he's actually a vet, but he tends to me and the kids when he can. He said my pancreas is about the size of a shriveled up raisin now. I've done so much damage. And says I need one and thinks that you may be a match for me.
What?
Well, George...
No, and I think you need to get a second.
Give me half a pancreas.
I don't think that's done.
A short stack of pancreas. How about that?
Short stack. I'm a little cheaper. Don't fill me up as much.
Why don't you get a second opinion from a real doctor instead of a vet?
All right, I'll do that, but hey, listen.
Huh?
You change your mind on taking them kids, you let me know.
Okay, I'll be sure and call you.
I got to get them out of here before sundown.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, old boy, good to talk
to
you.
Elmer Wayne.
Happy Memorial Day.
Well, that's kind of an uncomfortable phrase, and it's a day after.
To those who served us so well.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Good morning, old boy.
We'll see. There's Elmer Wayne, who is not my cousin.
Well, no, sounds like he is. No, sounds like he knows you.
Whatsoever. 848.